Christmas is the feast of the Christ child, and in American culture, the feast of children generally. It's for children that we buy most gifts at Christmas. Many of our Christmas rituals express or evoke the childlike wonder of the season. We tell all sorts of stories about children, all to the little drummer boy. We take our kids to visit Santa Claus and teach them how to ask for the presents they want. Christmas is one way that we convince ourselves that we love our children, and we do love them. The children in our homes and in our families, and maybe the kids in the neighborhood. But we also structure our society so that the people of the United States apply their love very selectively. A recent report of the Children's Defense Fund is called The State of America's Children. It suggests that we may believe in toys for tots, but that in many ways, we're just toying with our children's health and welfare. The season of Christmas is, for example, a celebration of birth. But in the United States, a baby is born into poverty every 40 seconds. A baby is born without health insurance every minute. A baby is born to a teen mother every minute, and to an unwed mother every 25 seconds. Every 2 minutes, a baby is born to a mother who has received prenatal care late, if at all. As a consequence, we can expect low birth weight babies every 2 minutes, and very low birth weight babies every 10 minutes. Every 18 minutes, in fact, a newborn baby dies. In American culture, it seems, we really don't baby our babies. The Christ child was born in a manger because there was no room at the inn. And there's still not enough room for America's children. Many American kids do have rooms of their own, but millions are born into families with substandard housing, and millions of kids live in families whose income is consumed by housing costs. Among the world's advanced industrial nations, we're number one in big homes and number one in homelessness. We have plenty of room in our inn when it comes to gated communities and executive homes and luxury homes. But as a nation, we spend very little constructing affordable housing or subsidizing unaffordable housing. We pressure our Marys and Josephs to have a job, but we generally don't subsidize daycare, and we don't worry that full-time work at the minimum wage isn't enough to rent a one-bedroom apartment in most American metropolitan areas. In the United States, we love images of happy children. We adhere to a historically romantic conception of childhood, which professes to believe in protecting the innocence of children from the real world. But Scrooge had it right. Bah, humbug. 1 in 7 American children has no health insurance, and 9 out of 10 uninsured kids are members of working families. 1 million kids a year, that we know of, are victims of severe mistreatment, physical, mental, and sexual abuse, and just plain neglect. But at Christmas, we scrupulously wrap these facts in a tissue of toys and lights and festive decorations. In an era of unprecedented American affluence, we somehow can't afford to make our best American dreams a reality. Among the world's advanced industrial nations, we're number one in kids in poverty, number one in infant mortality, number one in babies born with low birth weight, number one in deaths of kids under 5, number one in real wealth, and number one in the unequal distribution of wealth. Dr. America wonders if this is the true spirit of Christmas. Our children desperately need our care, and we desperately need our children. It was a child, after all, who noticed that the emperor had no clothes. And Dr. America is still waiting for a kid to climb up on Santa's portly lap and tell the bearded gentleman, "What I'd really like for Christmas is a fair chance. What I'd like is consistent care, not random or seasonal acts of kindness. What I'd really like, Santa, is justice." From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wishing all America's kids a happy and a holy holiday.